Well, thank you, Carl, for joining us pre-match before the Stockport County game. Got you on, essentially, to talk about the new signings as well as your reaction to the cup exits last week. First, I'll take your mind all the way back to that quarter-final match. You gave some of the fringe players and some of the people coming back from injury a run out. 4-3, though. Decent enough game, but not really the outcome we wanted.
No, of course not. We wanted to win the game, and, you know, the facts are there. Speaks for itself. If you score 3 goals in a football match, you shouldn't be losing. So that was just another lesson on, where we need to strengthen, really.
And if I could just take my mind back, I think the third goal was by Matty Wolfenden, and we gave him man of the match for that performance because I thought he was, all thought he was superb that night. We're out of that cup anyway, and then comes the FA Trophy against Telford. What do you make of the Telford game and the outcome?
From our point of view, 2 poor goals. And I thought we had enough chances, though, to get back in it. You know, another day we scored, and it's a different ball game, but it wasn't to be. That's the way, you know, the rub of the green is with us at the minute. I think, you look at some of the decisions that the referee came up with in that game, and they were bizarre, to say the least.
There was the Patterson sending off. I mean, he got the ball quite clearly, yeah, and he didn't come in from any devious angle, I don't think.
No, but he was... He's seen things how he wanted to see things. You know, it's a bit galling when we end up with a lad who's got a suspected broken leg. Thankfully, it didn't turn out to be that. And there's no action taken against the player. Whereas, we get a perfectly good tackle. It's giving him a card for it.
How is Brownell after that? We got told on the radio it was a puncture wound.
Yeah, it was a puncture wound that thankfully hasn't fractured his shin bolt, so he's on the road to recovery now, so we're hoping that he'll be back with us within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Really, that quick?
Yeah.
So we said after the end of that match that that's us out of cup competitions. Manage is going to have to trim back that squad who perhaps played in the Manchester Premier Cup, and then you make these 2 excellent signings, I'm going to suggest. I mean, what can you tell us more about them?
Tom Smythe's coming from Charlie. He's a centre half who has experience at Preston North End. Scott Kay's a holding midfielder who I'm sure people will see is of the right quality. He's got experience in conference level, also professional level for Manchester City and also Huddersfield Town, and conference level at Macclesfield and Southport. So we're hoping that'll be an added boost to us.
And a couple of players have obviously left as well. Nye has left,
yeah,
who I'm not sure where he's gone. I think he's gone back to Ramsbottom, hasn't he, with Gary Vaughan?
Yeah.
So is that it now for all the restructure, or are you...
No, we're still on the lookout. Chris Lynch going, we are going to need another centre-half, so we'll be looking in that department. And, the search for new players never, ever stops, really.
And what are you expecting today? I mean, it's one thing to try and get yourself up for a Manchester Premier Cup quarter-final or Telford on a wet and windy night, but the match against Nuneaton, which everyone was like, oh God, we're gonna get absolutely walloped here. Team was well up for it. Are you expecting the same today against Stockport?
They're up for every game. I think they're up for every game. You can't pull an FC United shirt on and not feel anything but because of the support. But we just hoping that we continue in my view on that forward, the upward curve, because I think that's been evident over the past four or five games, the 19 game, even before that, the game, the Trinity game, on another day we go and win them.
Yeah.
We seem to have these little spells at certain times in the year where everybody's questioning and everybody's looking at all the doom and gloom, if you like. Whereas we know what's real and what's happening, and like I say, I think we're starting to continue the game now.
Well, thank you, Callum. We're big hugs. That's my advice. Thank you.